Hello and welcome to the Uno Mass podcast with me, your host Daniel, and my co-host Jake. How's it going, Jake?
Yeah, man. Well, I suppose welcome back to the people. I'm sure there's like one or two listeners that have returned, wanted to hear. We left them on a bit of a cliffhanger last week, didn't we?
Did we?
Nah, not really. What did we say? I can't remember what was last week.
I fucking touched the underneath of my seat, like my desk chair, and there's so much dust on my arm. I need to clean underneath my desk chair. Sorry, we're getting off topic already. What was I going to say? Apologies if I sound a bit congested this week.
Did you have to mic that sound before you said that?
No, it's just fortunate timing. I'm being deadly serious. I actually didn't mean to do that. But yeah, I've been a bit congested this week.
Cold.
So I'm a bit stuffed up, if that's why I sound a bit different. Jake is his usual. What's another word for annoying? What's a euphemism for annoying?
I thought you could say something nice there, mate.
I was going to say bubbly self. I was going to say bubbly, but I'm like, no, you're pissing me off. You're pissing me off already. No,
bubbly's not the term
you use. What's the term? I was going to say someone's name then.
Wise? Jake is his normal wise self.
Yeah. That is definitely not what I'd say. I'd say Jake is his normal... the word eclectic keeps coming to mind, but that doesn't make sense in the context. Would you say for somebody that's like a socialite, somebody Jake's his normal outgoing self? We spent like 5 minutes on the intro. Sorry. Yeah, it's been a wonderful weekend for fixtures. Any particular fixture you want to start with, Jake?
No, so you say this, right? You say this, it's been a wonderful week for fixtures.
It's what I say every time, even when it's not been a wonderful week. Yeah.
Daniel, it's been a wonderful week for fixtures surname. Do you know what I mean? That should be like, I'll get out in a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Can we start some Uno Mass merch? What do you reckon? Do you reckon the...
I mean, the we're Uno dedicated. Mass with, the Uno Mass Massive. I like that. Wait, the Uno Mass Collective. Ooh. Which is better, Collective or Massive? I like the Mass Massive. We could decide later. I mean, if we keep up this dedication, you know, we're recording through illness, rain, sleet, or sunshine. We're here, baby. Yeah. Like, we're getting them out. But
well, yeah, fair enough for the illness. I mean, we are doing this inside, so the whole sort of.
I was hoping you would have pointed that out. It sounded better before you pointed that out.
Listen, we're doing it through audio issues and dodgy Wi-Fi and, you know, having to talk about... I suppose, yeah. Should we talk about Arsenal?
Yeah, we can start. We can start.
First game of the weekend, I suppose.
Yeah, 12:30 kickoff. I'll give the floor over to you because your team lost, so I feel like you should have the priority.
No, I don't want the floor. I thought you can return that floor, mate. You can take the floor.
No, it's your team, bro. Take it away.
Your foot on the floor. All I'm going to say, and then we'll move on swiftly to the rest of the fixtures.
I don't know if we're going to do that, but...
It has been a wonderful week in the fixtures.
Yeah.
To use the old adage. It was, because it was the early game, I think it's our first early kickoff this season.
Okay.
So it kicks off 12:30, it's normally done by 2:30, right? On a Saturday.
Yeah.
So, like, if your team lose, the weekend's over by that point.
Hey, yeah, you're not wrong.
You got, like, 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a Saturday. Oh, I'm a man in my mid-20s. I wanted to go to bed.
Yeah, I remember when we lost 7-0 to Liverpool. I literally went to bed. And I was at my ex's house at the time. And it was me, her, and her friend at the house. And I was just like, yeah, nah, fuck this. I'm going to sleep with the lights off. And they were looking at me like I'm nuts, but it gets like that. It does get like that. I apologise the next day, but I thought you were going to go into like an analysis of the game, where you could have done better.
I don't want to, mate. I'm fucking...
I was going to say, it's ironic that you guys go and lose right after we had that conversation about turning the corner. Because you know how you guys, well, you were saying you guys play good football and like you think it's different with Arteta because he's got you guys playing and it's like consistent. But like, I'm not going to lie, Jay, if you, a third season in a row, if you win nothing, you can't tell me you've turned the corner.
Well, I suppose let's not talk about like sort of what ifs.
Let's not get into the grand overarching thing.
Because I feel like everyone fucking does that, man. I feel like, just quickly, it's like every pundit seems to change their predictions like every weekend.
I think it's sort of the nature of predictions, isn't it? Like new evidence is presented.
You sort of realise that no one actually knows.
Of course, you know what I mean? if you knew the future, you'd be like the king of the world.
Yeah. That's true. Well, I've always thought this, like, if I had a time machine, I'd do what Marty McFly did in Back to the Future, where he goes back and he buys that book of, like, all the sports results in it. But I wouldn't even need it. I'd just go back to, like,
It wasn't Marty McFly that did it. It was his arch nemesis. I sound like such a nerd right now.
Biff.
Yeah. Make, McFly, like, a tree and get McFly the hell out of here.
Fucking Biff. I hate that guy.
You, man. Chicken? Yeah, I also hated that guy.
I knew there was a geezer we went on holiday with 1 year. He was basically fucking Biff Tannen. Not even joking. He threw my mate's phone in the swimming pool.
There are a few Biff Tannens out there, like in real life. I wonder if they know that they are Biff.
No, because I feel like if they were genuinely self aware, they wouldn't be Biff Tannens. You know what I mean? Because if you had to pick one character from the Back to the Future series not to be, it'd be him, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
But no, but that's what I'm saying. I feel like if I had a time machine, I'd go to like, just back to, not even that far, I'd go back to like, I don't know, where would I go if I had a time machine?
2014, bet on Leicester to win the league.
I'd go back to Saturday and like find myself at like 12:25 and just say, mate, turn the telly off. That's what I'd do.
You wouldn't though. You wouldn't turn the TV off. You'd still watch it. But
yeah, well, I mean, listen, my hopes weren't up going into the game, to be fair, because like,
right.
Just, I don't know. We haven't been playing good football.
No, you haven't for a while.
Really, basically all season. if we're being real, like, right, we've been getting results, and fair enough. Like, I still think, we're still in a pretty decent position. Do you know what I mean? And we have had some tough games. Like, we spoke about it last week, but like we've had Villa away, City away, Spurs away.
Villa and now Newcastle
away. They're all tough away games, isn't they, really, when you think about it?
Yeah, I guess.
They are. They're probably the toughest away games you could have. And like,
wait, say the fixtures again?
So, City.
Yeah. That's
Villa.
Yeah.
Spurs. Big, like, you got to think of it from Arsenal perspective. They're not done in
the idea. I don't know, man. The fact that you felt the need to put a caveat there sort of shows that in your heart of hearts.
I'm talking in terms of like away games.
Yeah. Tottenham Hotspur Stadium is not prolifically difficult. It's not a fortress, Jake. Like, maybe if your name's Man City, if your name's Manchester City.
There you go. Man City.
But Arsenal, historically, in my mind, I've never heard you guys struggling out at like Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Especially the way you guys talk about them as well. But this is like more sidetrack stuff. I mean,
I'm saying that they've been tough. I think they've been like relatively, like, if you compare it to City and Liverpool's run of fixtures,
yeah.
I feel like we've probably had the toughest game so far. City, that's what I'd say.
Definitely tougher than, definitely, I don't know. I'd have to go look at the fixtures, but that's not even my point. What about Brentford?
What do you mean?
You lost to, not Brentford, Bournemouth?
Yeah, no. Like, I was just saying, all I was saying is that we've had like a relatively tough run of fixtures opening game, like since the start of the season, right? Okay. This is not an excuse, this is just an observation I'm making.
Yeah.
So, like, we come through those games up to that point relatively unscathed, and then, yeah, Bournemouth got slapped. No shame in losing to Bournemouth at the moment, I suppose, but we lost to Bournemouth, then drew with Liverpool, and then, yeah, And the thing is, our fans have been making excuses, didn't they, after like every loss? But I feel like collectively, we just sort of sat back and thought, yeah, no, we were fucking shit on Saturday. We were awful. Newcastle just played us, man. They just played, listen, I was still screaming at the television, just at Joe Linton and Bruno Guimaraes and Sean Longstaff, who have to be like the fucking dirtiest midfield in the history of football. Not in the history of football, but they're always fucking fouling you, man. They're so physical.
They are very.
But we just played straight into it, and that's what cost us the game. We didn't really create anything, you know. We couldn't get the ball out to Saka enough.
Out of ideas, when Saka's not doing something, and Odegaard's not in the midfield,
it's just a completely different.
Which I guess is sort of the fault of the manager, no? Would you not lay the blame at the feet of Arteta?
Well, few have been. I saw that Troops has started the fucking bandwagon going again.
No, but seriously though, like, when your team's completely out of ideas, isn't it on the manager to, like, sort of...
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's on the players, to be fair. A lot of them have been underperforming recently. Like, I've been bigging up Martinelli, defending Martinelli.
Yeah, he's a donkey, but we'll get on to him.
Dross.
But my issue with Ten Hag starts to become, when you're putting, like, players in positions that they can't... Like, you're not putting your best foot forward, basically. Like, Partey at right back just doesn't make sense to me, because he's definitely better in holding than what's this guy's name, man? Remind me who's playing there.
Declan Rice, you're thinking?
No, what?
Marino.
Yes.
Marino.
What the fuck, Declan Rice?
He's been
why would you play Partey at right back instead of fucking and to accommodate Marino?
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's like, well, I mean, I'm not sure. I hope he's not trying to convert him into a right back to play with like two inverted whatevers. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I think what's wrong with a normal back four? That's what I would ask. But yeah. I think it's because he'd be playing Ben White there, but Ben White's been struggling for fitness a little bit recently. That's the reason I think he played there Saturday.
Yeah, but surely you have another defender. Like, you brought on Kivior. I know he's a left back.
Nah, Kivior didn't come on. Fucking Zinchenko come on.
Oh,
mate.
Yeah,
see,
Zinchenko.
Zinchenko. I took my hat off him.
Zinchenko. I don't know about Zinchenko right back, but. Like, I would have found a way to put a Partey in midfield, didn't it? And this is why I'm saying it's sort of down to the manager, because when the players are out of ideas, it's sort of like, you know, like a dog, you put treats on the floor, you're like, come on. You have to, like, guide the team to what they're going to do, especially when you know Odegaard's out, especially when you know Ben White's struggling for fitness. I think Timber's also struggling, Calafiori as well.
Calafiori's injured. Calafiori and Tomiyasu are both injured at the moment. So he played on the weekend. He started with Timber left back and Partey right back.
Yeah, but Timber's not fully fit, is he?
No, well, I don't know what's up with him, man. He keeps coming off injured every game. I wonder whether he's 100% fit. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I'm starting to worry. He's a bit injury prone. To be fair, that guy's on.
I really don't want to rub it in, but it's hard, man, because the way you're chatting to me about injuries at the start of the season, and now,
I feel like we, outside of the starting 11, we probably still haven't replaced, like, we haven't got enough quality.
You need a striker and you need a left winger, and that brings us to the donkey himself, Gabrielius Martinellius.
Well,
I can't believe, like, I'm never going to get on to you, man. You know, innit? You know. Hang your head in shame.
I'll start by saying, just on Saturday's performance, right?
Yeah.
I think Livramento and Lewis Hall on the other side were their two best players. I think they're
both. Livramento is quality. And it's still he throws me that he's English, but. Yeah. Well, he's what? Right
Tino,
back?
Yeah, Tino Livramento.
I know, that's not an English name.
That's not.
But if he's if he's eligible, he should get the call out, man. I'm not going to lie. Like,
yeah.
But in the future. Because he's still quite young, no?
Nah, he's decent, yeah. But it's just a piece of piss for him. Martinelli just.
All he does, Jake, I need to stop swearing. But all he does is kick the ball in a straight line past the defender and try to beat them in a foot race. Every single time. Every time. Like, I've seen him try and do tricks and stuff, but he just gets the ball nicked off him. The only time he gets a corner is when he kicks the ball and runs. He's so clutter. He's crap.
Yeah, he's actually crap. Do you know what? He never delivers a cross now. It's always like he'll get to the byline and hit it. The best thing you can hope for when he gets it's to a the corner. Byline is they'll hit a defender and we'll get a corner.
Yeah.
It's just par four players at the back post. Something.
That is literally...
at the moment, I think this season, we've been... I think Jamie Carragher was saying it on Monday Night Football tonight. He was saying we've been playing like Mourinho.
Yeah, and I was trying to tell you this. You thought I was hating, but you guys have boring to watch. I'm not saying like just right now, but there was a period before, even when you were winning, where I was like, the way you guys have played has changed. And I respect a lot of what Arteta's done, but I think like the way he's lost twice, he's just thinking like, how can I
lose again?
It's sort of like
he's got into his head a little bit.
Yeah, you know, like when you raise your hand and like dogs that have been abused flinch. He's like preemptively. I think we said it last week as well. Like just preemptively, like going defensive because he knows how attacking the league can be. Anyone can nick a goal at any moment, and that is your best asset. If I'm being honest, your defense is the best defense in the league. So maybe he's trying to lean into that more, but.
Like especially the defense has been a little bit disrupted, like we said, because of the injuries. So we aren't as tight at the back as we were in the opening games of the season. That's why we're not winning games. That's so true.
Yeah.
Because that's the point you'd make there. It's sort of reinforced by how we dealt with going 2-1 up against Liverpool, wasn't it? The whole of the second half, we just sat off them.
Yeah.
And invited it on them, and.
And this is what I'm saying. I think he's trying to lean into you guys' best asset when really and truly. It was like you lot letting the defense do what they do and then having your attack as free flowing as it was with Saka and Odegaard.
Yeah.
That was really
very true. That's very true. You look at the first season we finished second.
Yeah.
And we were exciting to watch sort of thing.
100%. I genuinely enjoyed watching you guys' games.
A little bit. Oh, I don't know. But what do you think the issue is there then?
I think some of it.
To say Odegaard missing is big.
No, 100%. That's big. Saka's not fully fit. I don't care what anyone says. You've got pieces of your defense missing. But even with all these things, the big issues that haven't been addressed and striker and left winger.
Yeah.
And the problem is, because Arteta's doing 4D chess over there with Pep. Like, and he's gotten as much power as he's gotten because he's turned things around and, like, the fan base is behind him. Like, they can't threaten him. Like, they know if they sacked Arteta, the uproar from the fan base would be crazy. So he can do what he wants. Like, he can say, listen, give me these players or I'm walking. And I think I saw something about Edu saying Arteta had too much power or something like that.
Well, there's all sorts of room because Edu's left now and he's joined... Yeah. Well, he ain't joined Nottingham Forest. He's joined the owner of Forest because he also owns, I think it's Olympiacos. So he's basically the director of football.
For two clubs.
Both those clubs.
Mm.
I think he left because of the money and because the job was better sort of thing. Mm. I think that's why he left. I don't really know the ins and outs of it, to be
fair. Well, just going off rumours from what I've heard, they're saying that Arteta has too much power. And it makes sense to me, innit? Because he has done what you guys have been begging for damn near 20 years. So I think him overthinking things and not signing a striker and not signing a left winger is kind of fucked you guys, because if you had a striker that was like at least 15, I'm never going to say 20 goals a season, 15 a season, a lot of games like this one, 1-0,
just nick a goal sort of thing.
And it would take a lot of pressure off Saka as well. Week in, week out, you can't be expecting him to deliver.
I'm quite happy with Havertz, but we need something different, especially when you think how good Saka's crossing is.
Yeah.
The amount of times that they'll play balls in and there's just no one in there is kind of fucking...
I'm telling you, if you guys had Hoyland, he'd be hitting 15 this season, but that's a different conversation.
But we've been linked with that Gwick, as you say, Gyökeres.
Yurikenis.
Who just thinks of Bastos version 2. I'm a little
bit... Isn't he supposed to be going wherever Amarim's going? I don't want him, but, like, you know, Amarim was his manager, and apparently he said that he left. I'm praying he doesn't end up
there. I don't know where you heard that from, though. I don't know what sources you got inside the Sporting Lisbon.
I've no sources at Lisbon, but you know I've got my Man United sources. You know, whenever managers leave, they take a few players with them.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. But, I mean, well, Ten Hag did it, didn't he? And you got the wrong
one. Damn, they're half the team. He took the team with him. Like, couple players, all right, fine. Like, I was happy with Martinez and fucking... Well, I wasn't happy with Anthony, but that's another story. But we could have left it there.
You know what? I think he might actually go back to Ajax, you know? I could see him back there in 18 months, tops.
It makes sense. Some people are saying Real Madrid and Bayern Munich and, yeah.
Who, Ten Hag?
Yeah.
Who?
You know what it reminded me of? No, just Twitter, innit? But it reminded me when you said Arteta could be at Real Madrid and Bayern Munich.
I remember I said that last week, didn't I?
Yeah.
But yeah, sum up in the Arsenal game, didn't do enough to win it. You know, I think Forest are above us in the
Forest are above you, Chelsea are above you. No, you're fifth, I think.
Are we fifth? I'm getting the table at 1 second. Yeah, we are fifth. Chelsea have gone above us. Fucking hell.
Yeah, I remember because I thought you were above Chelsea and my friend corrected me. But
Spurs, Jesus Christ.
No, they were onto you guys because you know.
I'll take her out. There we go. I'll take her out.
Best defence in Arsenal's history versus Ange suicide ball. That can't defend ever, and they're only 2 points ahead of us.
Well, I mean, Spurs can buy up all they want. To be fair, we'll touch on them briefly, actually, because they smashed Villa, didn't they?
4-1. Oh, I just wanted to summarize the Arsenal game, but I can't remember what I wanted to say now, so why did I bring it up? Villa Tottenham.
Cheers.
4-1.
Good point.
I can't remember what I was going to say because you fucking started talking about the table.
I don't know, man.
Can I have that?
Well, I suppose maybe we'll put the fucking mass merch on the hold until we get our script sorted.
Yeah. But yeah, Tottenham Villa. Did you watch that game?
I did not. I did see the highlights.
I watched the game.
Yeah, Madison's free kick was fucking good, wasn't it?
That was a good free kick. But I tell you what,
any free kick's a good free kick.
That's true. You hardly see them scored these days. I think Bruno scored one the other day though, but that took a heavy deflection. Villa they went up first. I'm pretty sure it was like 1-0 to Villa, no?
Yeah. I think Rodgers scored, didn't he?
Yeah, and then Tottenham do what they do under Ange, and it's like
they're so with Spurs. I just think they can smash. I'm not saying any team. I genuinely think they could run through most teams.
No, that's really true, but you just sounded like Khabib when you said that.
Smith.
Yeah, Smith, brother. But yeah, no, you're right.
Did you see Mike Tyson doing an interview where he didn't realise that Hasbulla was a baby?
Yeah, I see that. Oh. But yeah, no, Tottenham are a good team, man. I'm not going to lie. They're shit and good at the same time.
Yeah, they're just inconsistent, aren't they? Because they lost... Who did they lose to week before last? Palace. They lost to Palace.
Shit.
Who hadn't won a game of season. Then they've gone and beaten City in a cup and now Villa in the league. it's nothing if not entertaining, I suppose.
It is. You never know what you're going to get with Ange. You never, ever know.
Ange looked old as fuck coming in, but nah, he must be fucking ancient. Do you know what I mean? I don't know. I doubt he'd stay at Spurs much longer, personally.
Nah, I wouldn't stay at Spurs if I was him. But,
that's the life out of you, man.
Yeah. What do you think about Solanke?
Well, he scored a couple, didn't he? He got braced, didn't he? Listen, I think it's the same thing I look at with... Because I think Richarlison's good. I think you probably agree with me as well.
Yeah, I've been singing his praises for ages.
The same thing, Solanke. I don't think he's going to score many goals at Spurs, but he's a good player. And I just don't
understand, though, because at Bournemouth, he looked like scoring every time he got one of those chances. But now at Spurs, he seems a bit off it.
To be fair, it was the last sort of 18 months at Bournemouth.
Yeah, true.
Like when Bournemouth, I think they went up with him in a team. He went down, then came back up. So when he was first in the league, I think he scored one league goal.
Yeah.
So it's been a bit it's been a bit more like that. But he's still been I think he's been playing well. It's just the goals haven't really come so far for Spurs, personally. I think he's done all right.
He's done all right. I definitely agree with that. I also heard he was a bit of a championship slayer, no? I never really keep up with
the championship. Yeah, like when he first got relegated with Bournemouth, he'd done well in the championship, and then when he came back up, he sort of carried that form on. Which some players are like that, innit? They need a season or two in the championship just to like get going and then come up and do well. But yeah. I mean, like, I'm not saying I want him to do well, because obviously he's a yid now, isn't he? But I can see him doing all right. I think he'll do all right for Spurs. He's the sort of profile we needed, to be honest, at Arsenal.
Proper striker, like. But yeah, I don't really have much to add on the Villa Tottenham game. It's not much to look out for there. I don't think either of them finish in the top four, if I'm being honest.
Do you not think Villa get Villa atop the Champions League table, whatever it is? That doesn't sound right, what I just said there. But
they just lost 4-1 to Spurs.
Yeah, they did. But then they've beaten Bayern Munich this season. It's been a bit fucking nuts. I really think this season could sort of go anywhere.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Liverpool, City, you lot, and Chelsea.
What, top four?
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. I think it'll still be us three for the title, and then
I don't know about that title talk. You're 7 points behind now. But
I'll leave it out.
All that title talk is all good and fun, good and well. To be fair, Liverpool haven't played City yet, have they?
No, that's what I'm saying. I think Liverpool have only really played us.
Yeah.
And Chelsea.
Well, that's two.
Oh, yeah, I suppose it is. But I don't know. I think if you go back, look after the thing, I think after we're recording, I think their fixtures have been slightly kinder than ours. That's all I would say.
Just
in terms of home games and away games as well. But yeah. Who did Liverpool play? They played on Sunday.
I didn't see anything from that game. I think it was on the same time as the United game.
No, it was the other. There was three. See, the fixtures are just fucking annoying at the moment.
Yeah. It was either the United game or the City game.
They were on the same time as City. So I didn't. Yeah, if it's 3 o'clock, I'm not watching it, mate, unless it's Arsenal, to be honest.
No, I always watch at least one from each time slot, even if I have to get on the stream. But yeah, I picked City.
Whoa.
Sorry, allegedly. Anyway, City. I had to watch the City game because I had Haaland captained in my fantasy. My God, City are terrible.
You should have
had
Semenyo, mate.
City are absolutely garbage.
I
mean,
is fucking
Guardiola and John Stones. But because John Stones wasn't on the pitch, he couldn't get the equaliser. Because it was a Gvardiol header that got them back. Was it equalised or was it 2-1? I think it was 2-1. Yeah.
Well, they went 2-0 Bournemouth, didn't they?
They did.
I tell you. What's his name? Arriola? Is that he say the manager's name?
Arriola. Nipple.
No, that's... You're thinking of West Ham's goalkeeper, Daniel. And I think you know you're thinking of West Ham's goalkeeper.
I honestly didn't. It's Arriola, man. Stop trying to put spice on it.
I'm not putting it on spot. His name's Spanish, isn't it? Like, that's like calling David Silva, David Silva. Do you know what I mean? You can't do it.
Yeah, that's fair. That is fair. But Arteta's probably not pronounced Arteta. Like, we say Arteta.
Arteta.
It's like Arteta. Something like this. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, but I think with him, it's different because he was playing in England before he started managing in England. It's not like he come over, innit?
Who? Arteta?
Arteta's been here fucking 20 years.
I know, but why would that make it different? Surely that would mean we pronounce his name properly.
Nah, because he's probably like, they've got it wrong a few times and he just sort of gives up.
Maybe that's just, woke football, as they say, utter woke nonsense. But they kept calling Ugarte Uarte and it pissed me off on the commentary. That was annoying the hell out of me. Uarte.
What the? Is that how you properly say it?
I have no idea. They just be doing that sometimes. So sometimes I think they're wrong.
Some players, that's so true. On some other players, it's like there was one commentator when Suarez was in the Premier League, you call him Suarez. He'd say it like that. Yeah. He'd put a like, he put a f in it.
Yeah, and other people just be like Suarez.
Let's be real. Let's be real.
The Premier League.
Like, well, yeah.
It's good
we're
stuff.
Gonna,
man.
We're
going to
be sidetracked, but yeah, no, I just think Bournemouth deserve a lot of credit because
they do.
And I plug good stuff.
And to harken back to your predictions, little rant earlier, you predicted Bournemouth to do well at the start of the season, and I kind of shut on you for it.
Yeah.
So apologies. But this is what I'm saying, like, you got
it's only 12 games, but yeah.
You got ebb and flow with the tide, man. Like, Bournemouth are looking good now, so maybe they won't go down. I thought Nottingham Forest would go down, and they're third,
Forest, like they're talking about Edu jumping ship. Like, why has he gone to a smaller club there? I mean, Forest are fucking flying, baby. I'd jump on the bandwagon.
Wait,
right
is
now.
That... Oh, wait. Did they start doing good after he joined or before he joined?
No, well, he's only just joined, didn't he? I'm saying he was jumping on the bandwagon.
Oh, I was going to say, maybe he took the Arsenal mojo to Nottingham Forest.
No. It's Forest mojo, mate. They're just fucking flying.
It's Chris Wood.
Chris Wood's playing insane.
I haven't watched much Nottingham Forest. I think I've only watched one game of theirs. I watched a lot more like two seasons ago, I think.
I
watched that game, but that was a dead game, I'm not going to lie. 1-0 stinker. But two seasons ago when they were like actually in the relegation battle, I was watching them and I was like, they got too many players, they're the shit version of Chelsea, they're gonna get found out one of these seasons.
Because they signed like 42 players.
Couldn't sort out the squad, but somehow they stabilized just like Chelsea. I wonder if that's like the new transfer policy, like that's what you do, just sign everyone, figure out who's good, sell the rest, and then challenge. But who was I going with this? My point was that, yeah, Specs, he kept on talking about Chris Wood at that time, and he kept saying that he's better than, like, who did he say Chris Wood was better than? I think he said Chris Wood was better than Saka or Bowen or something like this. And I was like, what are you fucking talking about? But
you say it now.
I don't know if I see it now, but it makes, like, it's not as crazy as when he said
it. It's banging goals. Listen, a lot can be said for a sort of big striker. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hold up.
Yeah.
Finny thin sort of thing.
Yeah.
And like, I'm a bit similar to you. I haven't really watched much Forest. Like, I didn't watch the game on the weekend.
Neither did I.
But I'll certainly keep an eye out for him there. Now that they're in fucking third.
The European spots. Jesus. But big striker that can finish thin. Forest.
They got a good back four as well. They got one of the best defensive records in the league. Like, I've got
Sells.
Aina. No, I've been debating Sells. I'm not sure about
isn't
Sells.
Isn't he Nigerian, Ola Aina?
Or not? Well, his name's Ola, so.
Yeah, he just seems so. I should know this, shouldn't I? Like, you know Tino Livramento's English. Anyway, this is all irrelevant. The point that I was trying to get to, like, lastly, before we move on from Forest, what was it? Chris Wood, Jared Bowen, Saka, big strikers. Oh, fucking hell, I've lost it now.
Is that your brain works?
Yeah, like, I have to retrace my steps.
Do you want to say something, or do you remember what you're going to say?
I was trying to remember on the sly, but it's not coming to me. 3-0 is crazy, though, man.
Well, yeah, West Ham were down to 10 minutes. I mean, West Ham are like...
I think
Lopetegui's going to get sacked.
He should get sacked. Like, Ten Hag kept him his job. If he lost that game against Ten Hag, I reckon he'd be gone by now. That's what they were calling him there. El Sakiko, no?
I didn't know that. Well, I suppose, you know. I suppose he outlived Ten Hag, so well done, Lopetegui. But yeah, get back Moyes there. That's what I say.
Thanks. There's something to be said about West Ham. Like, do you think because they played so defensively for so long, like
they don't know what to do?
Yeah, they can't play any other way.
There might be a bit of that. I think obviously the way the team's been built, it's been built to play.
Exactly that. people think, oh, just change the manager, then all of a sudden you can play whatever football you like. It's not like that, bro. It's like it's like a, I don't know, a house or a business. Like, the food in a fucking bakery is only one part of the store. Like, you got the chef, the baker. You got the guy that buys the flour. You got the advertising. You can't just change the chef and expect to be able to do what the top end restaurants are doing. No, you got to get the people that buy the flour, the manager, the advertising, all this stuff as well. And I think that's what West Ham have done. Like, they've just changed the manager and expected to be able to play top class football.
So like that, they were just like a sort of two star kebab shop, and now they want to be fucking rich.
GDK,
the height of fucking.
That's like top tier kebab, though. You know that's chicken, isn't it? You know that's chicken on that rotisserie.
Personally, I'm sorry, if I'm having a kebab, I don't want to know where the meat is. That's it. They're the best ones. Where you think it could be?
It depends on how many you've had before you think.
Or, you know, scraped off the fucking A10. Who knows?
If I'm ordering it to my house, I want to know where it is. If I'm getting it on a night out, then listen, the less I know, the better.
It's just wacky garlic sauce.
That's what I was going to say. Just smother it in burger sauce. But I guess that covers Nottingham Forest. We can move on to Man United Chelsea.
Well, I suppose that's the big game of the weekend. But can I just say, like, before like you sort of get into it, I suppose.
It
weren't a boring game, right? I weren't bored watching it.
Yeah.
It lacked quality.
What, the Man United Chelsea game?
No one really.
No, and it's surprising because Cole Palmer was on the pitch. I think Mazraoui was the best player on the pitch.
He played well, but like not any of the. I don't know. Palmer done a few nice touches though. Did you see that nutmeg he done?
Yeah, I did see it.
Yeah, on a whole packet. Yeah,
but
that was pretty fucking nice.
I mean, I don't think Palmer played well. Like you said, he had nice touches, but.
Didn't really do much else. I suppose. But, like, are you happy with the point? Do you think it was a good result?
No, I'm not happy. Because I think we could have beat them. And it was at home. Garnacho is such a donkey. It does my head. Do you see what I'm saying now?
I saw it where he was through and he just ended up running backwards and then losing the ball.
He doesn't pass. He's always trying to shoot. He hardly ever beats his man now. Somebody said he's regressed, and I'm not going to lie. When I first watched him, when he had brown hair coming off the bench, I was thinking, he's him. He's the next one. We got one. And now, Jesus Christ. I don't know what Ten Hag did to that kid, but something's wrong.
God-awful haircut.
I think it's the haircut and the fact he thinks he's nailed on left wing. Because when he was playing right wing, somebody did pass him and he started like dashing the ball and complaining. And you can tell he doesn't want to be there, innit? But my thing is, you're 20. You shouldn't even be on the pitch. Like, he's not good enough to be a starter for United.
Yeah, but who else have you got to play there?
That's the problem. Rashford.
You haven't really got much other, like many other options.
I don't mind if he plays right wing because, like I said, right wing, it's not really our...
You're not going to hurt anyone from there, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not our outlet. Everybody sort of starts to right wing. It's like Jared Bowen, Saka, and then everybody else.
I think Amad is quite good,
but he's just doing a job. Apparently we're getting Kvaratskhelia, which is what I think I was going to say earlier. I forgot.
I saw the links, but... As good as Kvaratskhelia is, I think he stinks of a flop though. He does,
and he's not a right winger. But we'll see.
I don't know why. But I will say
he is bold footed, so he should be able to play.
He is. Oh mate, he's magic. How good was he in the fucking Turkey Georgia game at the Euros, mate?
He's so good. But that's the thing. He's comes he comes out. Sometimes he turns it on, and other days I've watched him. I'm like, Jesus, where is
who
he?
Who are you, mate?
It was a lack of quality in that game. You're totally right. Hoyland did well to win that penalty, but honestly, if Sanchez was smart, we wouldn't have even gone that. because
he's such a fucking dunce.
Hoyle was going nowhere. I don't know why he dived in like that.
Well, did he not learn his lesson from fucking Clark and Curtis Jones a few weeks ago in a Liverpool game?
Yeah.
He just flies.
He's just one of those guys that he just always has it in him. I call it the Maguire gene. Like, they just always have that one big mistake in them.
Dipshit gene. That is the Mustafi fucking breed is what it is, mate.
You don't have to rename it. I think Maguire gene was perfectly adequate.
But yeah, no, I mean, to be fair, Holland didn't really bring it down very well, but he did do well to win the penalty.
Yeah, he did. Bruno finished it nicely. Bruno was decent that game.
He don't do his shitty run-up no more, does he?
No. But that might just be because we don't have as many penalties. But he's clinical, man, Bruno. I'm not going to lie. There's a goal he scored the game before that was quality as well. But Casemiro put some nice long balls in, but he's not, like, that's Bruno's job.
He did. Well, Casemiro played the ball. I thought the pass for Højlund winning the penalty was magic. That was Casemiro. Like, flip the back four sort of thing.
Yeah.
Again, I don't know if you saw, there was a replay, an angle of Kogel just looking at the ball. It just looks so confused.
Somebody tried to understand
that a player could run from onside into an offside position and get the ball. Like, it looked like he didn't understand the concept of somebody, a striker running in behind almost.
Somebody tried to header it as well, Reece James, and it made the ball look that much better.
Both
the front line. I think Nicholas Jackson was decent as well, but our front line totally lacking in quality, man. And Rashford's being wasted on the right, if I'm being honest. But I think he should have taken more risks, man. There was a pass that Højlund played, and he jumped over it to leave it for Garnacho, and Garnacho just smashes out the keeper.
That is the thing. I suppose we're getting back onto Garnacho for a second, but like you're gonna just call it for 30 seconds because I know that you hate the guy.
I don't hate him. I really like him. I was gonna get onto Rashford. I was gonna say that he should have taken the touch there and tried to shoot. Like, be more brave.
But my point was, like, I feel like Garnacho seems to be like your main guy now.
Yeah, he's the focal point.
And do you know why? Like, and he just hasn't got. He gets the ball the way we give Saka the ball. Do you know what I mean?
Almost. Yeah, but he hasn't got the quality.
No. I think my brother summed it up perfectly, the reason why Garnacho is kind of a little bit crap. It's because he said he's Argentinian, but his favourite player's Ronaldo. And I was just like, yeah, that's it. That's it right
now. That makes no sense at all whatsoever. He just wants
to be fucking CR7.
I was trying to explain this to you the other week. In his head, he's already Ronaldo. But he's done nothing that Ronaldo's done.
I don't know. But I mentioned Caicedo a bit earlier. I thought he had a very good game.
That volley was, wow.
Sweet. It was sweet. Yeah. That's what I say.
Just too sweet.
It was a bit of a crap game, really, when you think.
Yeah. I was invested. Other people...
Because
I'm a United fan, though. But other people told me it was a crap game. I could see why they'd feel that way.
It's a crap game, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's a bad game to watch, though. Do you know what I mean? Sometimes they're the best games when, like, you get two retards fighting or whatever.
That's you and Tottenham. Don't ever try that. What was I going to say? Most drawn fixture in the Premier League.
Just one last point for me on the United game is, dude, what irritated me is fucking Van Nistelrooy getting carried away with the penalty. What's he doing? What's he doing running up and down the fucking street?
That's why he's jealous, isn't it? Like, you wish Henry was managing. Arsenal.
Arteta for running around like a prick.
Yeah, but Arteta's not an Arsenal legend, though. He played for Arsenal, but he's not an Arsenal legend.
It's like if it was Henry at the wheel, I suppose.
Yeah.
If it was Henry, it'd make more, obviously, because he won 4 golden boots and finished or only won 1, but, you know.
Yeah, well, whatever. One of them's a crap manager and has no hair, so.
Baldy
over there. What's it like to have no hair?
Listen, Henry has no hair, but he ain't bald.
He's a baldy. Shiny as well.
Yeah, but he's got the sort of, how do I describe it? He's not a bald, like, Omri's not a baldy. You wouldn't describe him as a baldy.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I think that's just because you like Omri. Me, I look over there and I see no hair.
He's got that fucking vavavoom. Do you know what I mean? He's got the.
Anyway, wherever floats your goal. But who's that going to say last for United? Oh my God, you've done it again.
I haven't said a word. I've just.
You said you have a last point, and now I forgot what my last point was. I remembered my point. The point was going to be United versus Chelsea. It's the most drawn fixture in the Premier League. That's going to say thanks, Mourinho.
Is that it?
I also would say thanks, Mourinho, and make it a shitty little job. But someone interrupted me, and I forgot.
But anyway, have we started recording again?
Yes. What?
It's like action, bruv. I could have said, like, you know, some behind the scenes little.
Yeah, but why it, would like... I? Why? You know, let's not get into it. I'm leaving all this in, by the way. Fuck it.
Yeah, I saw that though. The most drawn fixture.
Yeah, another one added on.
That was, you know. For our listeners that don't, you know, have Twitter or Sky or don't watch the football on Sky Sports.
I mean, to be fair, all of our listenership is Spotify and Apple Music, or Apple Podcasts, apart from the website. But yeah, any other fixtures you want to talk about? I feel like those were the main ones. I didn't watch the Liverpool game, so I can't really talk about that.
Nah, well, I mean, I suppose, has Almiron come in yet then? Has he been, when's he start?
Almiron.
Has he managed Shorten tonight, didn't he?
Almiron, he comes in after the international break.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Are you excited?
Not really. I'm not relishing the idea of three at the back. I hate three at the back. I don't know why.
But, well, I don't know.
I don't mind what formation you play as long as you have four at the back. If you have four at the back, we can do something. Like, that's the basis of Daniel's football philosophy.
I'm not a hater of three at the back, because I always remember, like, one of the best teams I've seen in the league was when Conte first took over Chelsea. They played three at the back. They played some fucking beautiful stuff, man.
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm old school, man. What? I like 4-4-2 is my favourite formation. But I guess we can
that's
talk
not
about
old school. That's Brexit, mate.
No, that's old school though, like.
That's old school English, but that's just like fucking ADL formation.
Nah. Ancelotti played 4-4-2. Yeah, they played
for the back for years, isn't it?
Yeah, but they played 4-4-2 at some point, innit? We were just a bit slow to catch up.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. We invented football, but we always laugh at things like that. It's so stupid.
Football's
it's not our game anymore, you know what I mean? It's like, we can't...
Is it Brazil's? Nah, I think Brazil had their time. Brazil's had their time.
No, it is Brazil's.
It's moving on to Spain now, no?
Yeah, mate. Well,
I feel like England invented it. We had it for time. And then...
Here's a question for you, right? Because Spain has just won the Euros.
Yeah.
Who do you think is going to win the World Cup? Is that too early?
I think it's England. I think Tommy Tuchel is going to bring it in.
Maybe. Well, I don't know. Because I feel like Spain got to be one of the favourites, surely.
100%. Sure. Lamine Yamal and Nico Williams. Come on, man.
Yeah, like, Lamine Yamal
and Rodri. Come on, man. What?
Yeah.
That's going to piss me off, though, when we do win it. Everyone's going to start calling Harry Kane the best player ever. Remember I said it. Or the best English player ever. That's going to grind my gears. He's not even top three. But anyway, it's a different discussion. See, this is the problem, yeah. This is why people think I hate players. Like, people thought I hated Cole Palmer. People think I hate Harry Kane. People think I hate Garnacho. I don't hate them. It's just the way people talk about them makes me very anti. Like, I'm always going against. So it makes it seem like I hate these people, but I don't.
I'm like that with more than any other player? Foden. You think Foden's shit. I think Foden's magic, but he's not.
I don't think you think he's shit. I just think you're a bit cheeky with him, innit? And it's fair enough, because I'm a bit cheeky with Cole Palmer. But when you said...
did you see that touch he done where he beat two people as well?
Who, Foden?
Palmer on the weekend. I can't remember who, but one of them was Casemiro.
I do not remember that.
You know where he just received the ball and just opened his body and then just turned two people and run at you?
I mean, if one of them's Casemiro, it's not the biggest achievement in the world, is it?
No, I suppose it ain't there, but... like, I feel so bad for him, but yeah, no, Palmer's... With Palmer, I just love it. I just love it.
Yeah, no, I see what you tried to do there. Tried to move past it. I didn't forget. You said Cole Palmer is what people think Foden is. I'm never letting you live that down.
I'm sticking with that, mate. I'm sticking with that. That I mean, people nuts. Are saying that Palmer's the best player in the world, but you've not been seeing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's not been hearing stupid, like, it's just dumb. That like... Is there a fucking curtain over your TV when you watch? Like, I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, do you want to speak about Liverpool generally? Because we can't really go into specifics about the game.
Do you think they're favourites now?
Yeah.
See, I don't want to be a cynic, right? I think in terms of.
There we go.
No.
They call this on the internet.
I'm not
going to be long. On the internet, they call what you're about to do copium. All right, go ahead.
What's the word?
Copium.
Copium.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I'm gonna copium up right now, lads. just to say that I don't mean to be a hater. That's why the point I was trying to make, right?
Yeah.
I do see Liverpool having a bit of a wobble. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think they're quite as unbeatable as I think a few people have maybe been making them out.
Hmm.
Personally, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like if they get one or two injuries to that midfield, they might be in trouble. And I feel like, I don't know if they'll keep it up for the full season. Like, Arne Slot, he's got a bit of the good fire, a bit of the new manager bounce. I think it's a little bit of that. A little bit. They have been very good this season. I don't know. I feel like like if they lose one game, they could lose a few sort of thing. Do you know what I mean?
Are you finished coping?
Oh, shut up, man. I don't even know that term means. I've Urban Dictionary that term, but I don't know. I don't know if that's what I'm doing.
What I will say is, yeah, just to refute, I saw a couple of your points, and I can't believe you got me defending Liverpool, but here we go. They've already lost the game to Nottingham Forest. They bounced back straight away. They look a lot more structured. Do you remember what I was saying about you guys not having ideas and how it's your manager's job to like sort of guide you into creating new ones? Like, Arne Slot looks like if any piece of that team, like maybe barring Salah, any piece of that team drops, he's got somebody else to fill in straight away. Cody Gakpo's firing, Luis Diaz was firing at the start of the season. Gavin Butch wasn't even meant to be their starting holding midfielder. He's been
playing out his skin this season so far.
And he wasn't even meant to be the starting one. He was Klopp playing before. It was like Endo, Szoboszlai, McAllister.
Yeah, McAllister was basically playing holding midfield last season, wasn't he?
So, if like any one of them get injured, there's another person like ready to step in straight away.
Yeah, I think no. Listen, I
right. No, they look the favourites.
My point across. Well enough, like with what I was trying to say about Liverpool. I don't know. That'd been really good.
You're coping. Well. You are trying to cope. You want Arsenal to win the league, so you're telling yourself.
Is that what coping means? Maybe it is, but it's subconscious. I'm not doing it with intention. I'm not doing it to be malicious.
No one does. Like, I was coping with Man United a little while ago. It's only in hindsight that you realise.
Yeah. I just personally think, like, it's been 10 games. They've been brilliant over the 10 games.
Yeah. One, eight, one.
In terms of like, I think they've had a fairly decent run of fixtures in terms of like
difficulty.
Yeah, but obviously every game is difficult, and you know they've played away against us.
Yeah,
they've played Chelsea at home. But yeah, I feel like there's tough games like I said, Newcastle away, Villa away, City away.
Yeah,
you know, I'm not. I don't know if I'd still peg them. I'd still put City as. I really don't think any of us have any of them are like.
You guys' chances have dropped dramatically. I'm not gonna lie. I personally think.
I don't know about dramatically. Like, they have dropped, but
like a lot.
I think we're certainly third in the race.
Like before I thought it was out of you and City. Now it's out of City and Liverpool in my head. But
nah, it's too soon to say that. I
don't think it is though.
I think City and Liverpool both drop points, like more points than I don't think it will take 95 points to win the title this season. Maybe 90. Do you know what I mean?
That's fair. That's fair. All my point was,
I can see Liverpool dropping points.
They have. This is my point. They already have dropped points. I don't see them dropping many more points. I don't know. I hope they do, because Lewis has been a smug bastard for every single time I jump on Twitter. He's chatting shit about United and gassing up his shit team. But, They've had the fixtures.
What part of Liverpool from?
London Fields. Oh man, it's disgusting! It's disgusting. I get you know how you feel about me. You call me a glory hunter. That's how I feel about him, innit? Because he's much older than us. I want to say he's like 30 something, maybe 40. So Liverpool actually would have been flying when he was growing up. Anyways,
yeah, I personally think it's still anyone's game sort of thing, because I get that, but
they don't really
De Bruyne's back in training.
Yeah, he's coming back. Just on Liverpool, yeah, the games that they usually drop points are like City. They don't usually drop points to you, I'm not gonna lie, and us, and they've already beat us at home, so we'll see. I guess
when did they drop points to United?
Last season, I think they drew.
It's 2024, not 2004, mate.
No, you know we drew with them last year.
Well, check you out.
Well, that's dropping points. I'm pretty sure they beat you.
You can't count the FA Cup game. That was
going to be. No, I wasn't counting the FA Cup. I actually learned I was dropping points this weekend because I had an argument with my mate. He's like, no, if you draw, that's dropping points. But I'm like, the game isn't yours to win. Like, well, it is, but like, it's not pre-written that you're gonna win the game. So how can you drop points that you never had? Do you know what I mean?
Well, they say, I think the last couple of seasons going up against City, particularly, right?
Yeah.
I feel like if you drew a game, like, you know, yeah, if you drew a game, it felt like you lost almost, because it felt like 2 points dropped, not
yeah. I get what you mean.
I don't see that happening this season with City and with Liverpool. So that's why I still think, we are 7 points behind, but I don't think it's game over.
I think City are going to have what you think Liverpool are going to have. You know how you said City, Liverpool are going to lose one game and you think they're going to lose a couple? I think after that Bournemouth game, I think City are going to have a wobble right now.
Do you reckon? Who've they got on the weekend, City? Let me have a look. Let me have a look. 1 second. Let me get it up. I've got a live player up. 1 sec.
All right.
Don't have blocks.
Brighton.
Did you check? I said I was going to check.
Man. Sorry.
Yeah. Liverpool. Oh, mate. The fixtures are so fucking... What are they doing, mate?
Yeah.
So the 12:30 game is now going to be played at 8 o'clock on Saturday.
What? Why?
I don't know. Because of... Oh, mate. I don't know. But it's annoying. But yeah, so City, Brighton on next weekend. Yeah, I think they need the international break.
They do. It's actually really helping them. It helps us as well. I think Manu will be back after that. But Brighton, I don't know, actually. If it was somebody else, maybe like Wolves, I think Wolves could nick some points off City. But Brighton, I haven't really been hearing much. Are they doing well? I mean, they just got battered by Liverpool.
Didn't they draw with Wolves the week before?
Brighton?
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, their manager's like fucking... 10 years he's old. Only like 2 years older than you, and he also shooted, you know?
I'm only 2 years older than you, so that means he's 4 years older than you.
Yeah, that's true. 2 plus 2 is 4, after all. That's a bit of math for you there, lads.
No, you tried it, like...
No, my point was he's young.
I thought that was...
Do you know what I mean? It's like James Milner's like 10 years older than him with something stupid, and he's like, you know. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. You'd expect them to be hit and miss with the manager so young. I don't really know. I ain't really keeping across Brighton.
They haven't been as exciting. Like, they sold everyone for the hundreds of millions.
Yeah.
And they lost their managers.
I don't know if we've seen any of them this year, but they're still beaten. As long as they stay up,
they're on trajectory to like really do something in the coming decade. Obviously, they got the money. they got the structure clearly, because every coach they get in just turns into fucking, I don't know, Prime Conte when he started playing three at the back with Chelsea. Do you remember that?
Do you remember that season when Conte came in, man?
I do not. I have to be honest.
Oh, mate. Yeah, I don't know. He got Victor Moses, who's one of the shittest players I've ever seen play, like fucking insane, like play like prime Danny Alves for that one season. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Diego Costa.
What do they do if what's it called wins the league in his first season on the slot? I guess it matters more for me than you. You and Liverpool don't really have beef.
Nah, you see, like, listen, I don't like the, there's a sort of, I don't know if it's true. I don't think like the proper fans say this. It's probably Twitter fans, but you know the whole City pool stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I don't believe in all that shit. Like, you should sort of just instinctively, you can have a soft spot for like one other team in the league, but it should be like a sort of mid-table-y club.
Yeah. You shouldn't. Your rivals can't. Like, yeah.
By default, you should hate all the other big six clubs, right?
Yeah.
But of the other big six clubs, I hate Liverpool the least, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's all like us and Tottenham.
I don't mind Liverpool. Like, if Liverpool won the league, I'd
it's funny how that works, isn't it? Like, us and Liverpool are supposed to hate each other the most, and we kind of do, but, I mean, you guys are in there as well. And then, you and Tottenham hate each other the most, and we sort of hate Tottenham the least, and you hate Liverpool the least. Do you reckon that's because of, like, all of us hating, like we pick sides?
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. It's everyone hates Chelsea.
Yeah. They're the ugly
and no one cares about cousin. That's how it works. Yeah,
yeah, that's basically how it works.
Maybe. There's a bit of that. I don't know.
Do you want to talk about fantasy?
Yeah, I don't, you know. I do respect Liverpool.
They are the second biggest club in England, sort of.
I mean, yeah. I do respect United, but I also hate them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, fuck Arsenal.
I think it was personally, yeah, for me personally as well, a bit growing up, Liverpool were kind of shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I just said, yeah, like Stevie G, Torres. I'm not getting into it too deep. I'm just saying, yeah, I wouldn't mind too much if Liverpool won the league. Like, I wouldn't hate it as much as if, say,
we won
if City league. Won it again. Do you know what I mean? Because at least it's someone different, you know?
Yeah, I get that.
It's going to be Arsenal, so it's fine, mate. It's fine. We're going to do it.
Copium. You want to talk about fantasy?
Do you want to talk about fantasy, Daniel? You've had another fucking stinker, you know?
No, I've had a decent week.
Sorry. Was that copium that I was doing just then?
No, it wasn't. But,
yeah, I don't know.
You're much above me, innit? So I can't really chat too much shit. Oh, you've dropped, though. Yeah. You dropped down one place.
I did, but it's only like by a point or two. To be fair, I made two transfers and I only had one free transfer, so I've lost 2 points.
Four points.
I thought I need to get Smith Rowe in. He got hooked after like 60 minutes. Like, but, I don't know why. I had Aina in, didn't he? Clean sheet and a goal. Max bonus. He'd done all right.
God damn it, man. How have you done this? Like, I used to think you knew so much. Like, I thought you had football wisdom. You're just a bozo, like, you just bumble through and do it somehow. How did I ever lose to you in fantasy?
You haven't finished above me yet, have you?
I swear I finished above you last season.
Last season, you didn't, no.
Yeah, I did.
You finished fifth, but I finished fourth, I'm pretty sure.
Nope, you finished seventh, I finished sixth.
Where are you getting this from?
The Facebook group chat. Zebby posted the
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Sorry, mate.
Right, well, it's 1-1 then, but so I suppose it comes down to this, doesn't it? Do you want a little side bet card on the fantasy? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm okay, thanks.
I'm saying like...
Thanks for listening, guys.
No, I'm saying
tune
like...
Tune in next week.